This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Terry. Today is National Agriculture Day. It coincides with what would have been Norman Borlaug's 100th birthday. Julie Borlaug says her grandfather would want to look ahead to see how we can improve more on today's agriculture instead of reminiscing about the past.
Instead of talking about the past 100 years, because if you knew my grandfather, he would not want to sit in a meeting that talked about the past 100 years. He would prefer we have some action and move forward. So my plea is, you know, here we are at the 100th year of his life, and it's like the mass public wants to move back 50 or 60 years in agriculture because they don't understand what he was able to achieve and what everyone else in agriculture has been able to achieve. I think that's an important message that we need to move forward.
Julie Borlaug is the Associate Director for External Relations at the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture. Julie says Norman Borlaug was disgusted with people who wanted to turn back the clock on agriculture 40 or 50 years.
He and I often talked about it. He was disgusted that all the work that had put in the last 50 plus years was essentially being turned, you know, people were turning their backs on because they are so removed from agriculture and understanding food production that they want to go back to it. We call it the romantic view of agriculture. They want to go back to the real food systems of our great grandparents when they have no idea what went into that and how hybrid seeds and modern machinery and you know, even GMOs have helped to create the lifestyle that people currently have. I think it was very frustrating for him to see how it seemed things were going backwards and not forward.
Norman Borlaug died in September of 2009 at the age of 95. A statue of the late ag pioneer, Dr. Norman Borlaug, will be unveiled today at a ceremony in Washington in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall. The markets are going to look a little choppy this week ahead of some reports that we are eagerly anticipating. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, to find out more.
Well, we're seeing a lot of positioning for a number of different items. There are some critical reports coming from USDA at the end of this month. The quarterly hogs and pigs report coming out on Friday, which will have implications not only for the meat industry, measuring how bad the PED virus has been over the past 6 to 9 months, but also for the feed usage consumption for the stocks report, which comes out on Monday. Also, planning intentions report that comes out on Monday. It's also the end of the fiscal month, the fiscal quarter, and a time of year, and we're starting to focus on weather, planting time weather. Will it warm up? Will it be too wet? Will it be too dry? Just a number of factors, but particularly with these reports coming out now, within a backdrop of increasing tensions in Ukraine, traders are very nervous, and so they're managing their risk exposure. These late March reports are known for their surprises. Putin is known for his surprises in dealing with Ukraine. A lot of those factors, and so traders are trying to say, okay, what's going to allow me to participate but at a limited risk exposure? And so that's a lot of the erratic trade that we're seeing right now.
So it looks like next week is going to be quite a big week in terms of movements and action in the markets.
Absolutely. Next week, the market will be factoring in the USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report data that comes out on Friday afternoon. They'll take those stocks reports, and that'll give them an indication of the size of domestic usage that we've been seeing. And the acreage reports will give an indication of what the market has done to shift acreage expectations for this year. So that sets the foundation. Then traders will look at the weather and say, will the weather pattern that's occurring now enable us to reach those acreage expectations, or do we need to adjust those acreage expectations? So over the next week, we're going to be setting the foundation for the rest of the spring as far as price outlooks.
Along with price outlooks, it seems like weather-wise, this coming week and also the next few weeks are going to be a big deal. If it doesn't warm up, it looks like we'll be getting into the fields late.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the question is, will that affect the trade or not? And to some extent, I think that'll depend a great deal upon what the trade sees in the acreage report. If the trade sees an urgency in the acreage report in order to get the acres that we need, maybe we've lost too many corn acres, for example, or maybe we have too many, that'll impact how they interpret that. We know that we can plant a lot of corn in the month of May, so the trade is not going to be too worried or in a panic mode yet at this point. But if corn acreage is dropped more than what the trade is comfortable with, then that'll increase the urgency of maybe we need to warm the soils up a little bit more so we can at least get the southern Midwest planted in the month of April so we can reach pollination before the heat arrives.
And with the slow warm-up, how is that looking for the wheat crop?
Well, that'll certainly delay the development of the wheat. And wheat maximizes yield by having the longest grain fill period as possible, like other grains as well. And so ideally, to get a good-sized wheat crop, you have a very early heading but late maturity. But with the late breakout of dormancy, that tends to shorten the grain fill period of time. And unless you have a late summer, start to the summer, you tend to have lower yields because heat is one of the biggest robbers of yield in wheat.
Looking overseas, basically, I suppose, we're really just seeing a kind of waiting atmosphere.
That's exactly right. Traders are keeping their eye on Ukraine. Now, buyers who had bought corn, wheat from Ukraine in the past have contracts now with Ukraine, are rushing to get those contracts filled. So we are seeing a surge of shipments out of Ukrainian ports right now, an abnormally large surge of shipments. But Ukraine is admitting that they're not seeing the new contracts at the same pace. Many buyers are afraid to write new contracts for the region, not knowing whether the conflict is going to allow those contracts to be fulfilled. So once this surge of buying and getting those contracts filled ends, I think we're going to see a sharp decline in grain coming out of that region. And that's one reason why we saw such strong export shipments out of the United States in the past week's data, is because a lot of that business is shifting to the United States and giving support to our prices.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Steak on the Grill, a crisp salad and baked potatoes served with Prairie Farms sour cream. Plan your next cookout around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Sour cream for the baked potatoes, butter for the vegetables and rolls. For a dip everyone will enjoy, Prairie Farms French onion dip, perfect with chips or crunchy fresh veggies. And to quench that warm weather thirst, grab a plastic pint of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service is properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service Company today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium-duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
In honor of National Ag Day, I took a chance to speak with an agriculture representative from our listening area, Summer Robbins. Robbins is the current Illinois County Fair Queen. I asked her about her decision to run for the position.
Well, I started playing the violin when I was 5 years old, and that quickly transferred into me wanting to showcase my talent. So I was actually your Little Miss Old Settlers back in the day. And coming along with that, I also ran for the Little Miss Montgomery County pageant. And that was kind of my first start with seeing, you know, I saw the big girl, the Miss Montgomery County, and knew right away that that was something that I'd always wanted to do. And I was really fortunate last summer, actually, to have that opportunity to compete and actually win on my first shot, which was an honor in itself. So having that opportunity then took me to state with Missy and Toby Dean as my wonderful directors. So having their support was wonderful at state.
Sounds great. And what would you say is the most rewarding part so far?
Well, I had no idea that after winning Miss Illinois State Fair Queen that the opportunities and the appearances and everything would start so quickly. The morning after I was crowned, I already had an appearance doing my contract signing and meeting with the IAF board and meeting all these new people that I had no idea I would have the chance to meet. And quickly following that, 2 weeks ago, I actually spoke at Ag Day, which is Ag Legislative Day at the Capitol here in Springfield. And it was wonderful to be able to have the opportunity to speak on behalf of agriculture across the state of Illinois, whether that's southern and central in industry and farming or in northern Illinois in industry. It was just really great to be able to have the opportunity to speak on the topic of agriculture to our senators and our House of Representatives who are really listening on behalf of seeing what they can do for our state. So that was really rewarding.
Now, I trust that when you ran for County Fair Queen mm-hmm. that you knew you would be representing ag to some degree, but did you realize that it would be to this level?
I had no idea. Now, I grew up in little old Coffee in Illinois, so, you know, like I said earlier, I live in the middle of cornfields, so I've grown up knowing that's what our county is made up of, is farming and definitely industry with the coal mine and the power plant out in Coffee. So I knew how important it was, but I had no idea just the impact that it made across the state. So now that I've learned that and I've had the opportunity to meet so many people who that's their livelihood, that it's been an honor to be able to represent that throughout the entire state.
And would you say that this is giving you the chance to learn even more about ag, especially Illinois agriculture all over the state?
Oh, definitely. Even just at Ag Legislative Day, I was with 700 FFA members from across the state. So being able to meet with the section leaders, meet with the president, meet with just the members in general and hearing what they're doing across our state, that in itself was a learning experience.
It's always an eye-opening experience to talk to an FFA member.
Yes, definitely. Just all of the, you know, the trials and errors and the things they've done and the things they've learned and sharing that with me, it was really neat.
And let's go towards what you want to do with your future. What's going to happen, first of all, as you are going to fill out the rest of your term mm-hmm. as Miss County Fair Queen, and then what you hope to do after that?
Sure. So this year, my goal is to soak up all of the opportunities that I have tossed in front of me. So like I said, I've already had some really neat experiences. And now I'm looking forward to even more of those. I have an entire year. You know, I'm looking at still 11 months left, and I can't wait to see what happens with those. I'm excited for county fair season to start so I can begin my travels and continue to meet those new people and build the relationships that I have thus far. And along with all that, I'm also a freshman at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana.
Ask you how well.
So I'm still, you know, trying to really enjoy college and balance the two. And in the future, I actually hope to graduate from the University of Illinois undergrad with a finance degree, probably a minor in communications, and then I'm looking at law school afterwards. My final aspiration is to become a corporate attorney. So we'll see where law takes me in the future, but I'm excited for the journey along the way.
Now, are you still hoping that in your future, ag plays a large role in what you do?
Definitely. I spend a fair amount of time on the University of Illinois campus over at the ACES College, which is where all the agribusiness students and kind of where the ag family lives. So it's good to spend some time over there. Agribusiness is definitely something that's very interesting to me and something that I definitely intend to pursue, whether that be via the college or just making those relationships and learning as I go about what really does interest me. But being that that's where I grew up, that's where my heart is, you know, I'll be a country girl forever. It's definitely something that will continue to interest me in the future.
Well, best of luck to you in the future, and let's get this warmer weather started so we can start focusing on those county fairs.
I agree completely.
And with National Ag Day, do you have a message for all those farmers out there or just anyone in general about agriculture?
Well, you know, I know something that's really big and something that's starting to happen already is seeing all the farmers out on the roads, which is something living in small rural coffeeing can be quite an issue. So, you know, be patient. They're what makes our state so great. So let's all be patient. And thank you, farmers, that all that you do, 1 week to appreciate you just isn't enough.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add, Summer, before we go here today?
Well, you know, I'm really proud to not only represent Montgomery County and the listening area, but also now having the state title holder. I'm excited to travel, but I really hope to see each and every one of you out at your county fairs this summer.
Again, that was Illinois County Fair Queen Summer Robbins. With this week being National Ag Week, the Illinois Beef Association is giving away 5 beef gift certificates for $20 each. For a chance to win one, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. And now for a fun fact related to beef cattle. Beef is one of the best food sources of iron, a mineral lacking especially in the diets of many women and children. Again, for a chance to get a beef gift certificate, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.